الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليومنا ذكرى.
السلام عليكم. To begin with, I would like to pay tribute to the one most outstanding woman of wonder that I respect and have high regard for, my mum. Firstly, her interesting, adventurous and most challenging life began the day my mum was born. She was the youngest of 8 brothers and 6 sisters. When she was about 9 years of age, she would cook and do household chores, as all her sisters were married and there was no one to help her mother. My mum would see to the needs of everyone at home without any domestic help and without any complaint. By this time, her father had passed away and her brothers were running their bus business. She had to wake up every day early to light the coal stove, boil water and prepare meals for them to take as patkos. All this had to be done before the buses leave at 4 a.m. The years went on and eventually my mum got married. She lived with her in-laws who were quite a big family. My father's sisters were to be married and my mum had to help my father financially to be able to make these weddings. She started doing embroidery and beadwork on clothes for specialized shops. She did all this while caring for her 3 kids, my brothers and I, and doing her cooking and household chores. As we were growing up, she would also do dressmaking. Throughout this time, my mum helped out financially at home with whatever monies she made. During this time, she would see to my nanima and my mum's 2 elderly brothers very often. My 2 brothers and I grew up and finished with our schooling. Both my brothers studied at UDW and UNISA. In the late 1970s, my nanima passed away and my mum had to now care for her 2 elderly brothers and clean their home and cook for them on a daily basis. After a few years, both my uncles passed away. By this time, my father had been retrenched and things became very difficult for us. Both my brothers moved over to Johannesburg to work and support us. They were boarding with relatives, but life was tough as they never got their clothes and food decently or on time. They eventually brought us up to live with them in Lens so that we could live as a united, happy family once again. They stopped my mum from sewing, saying that it's time for my parents to relax and enjoy their old age, as it was my brother's time to support and see to all our needs. Our life was very happy and our home was a loving home. Our happiness was short-lived, as one morning, the 5th of Muharram, when tragedy struck. Both my brothers were killed in an accident on their way to work. Allah had taken away our 2 most precious gems, my brothers. It was the most devastating time of our lives. Allah gave Mummy, Papa and I sabr to pick up where they left off and start once again. We had no income at all. My mum started sewing once again and making rotis and pastries for orders. I helped her in every way I could. I got married and have 3 children, and even though my parents live separately away from me, I help as often as I can and visit them every second day. Both my parents are in their 70s, but my mum still makes rotis to support the both of them. She says, it's halal rozi and it is Allah's will. They have never stretched their hands out to none but Almighty Allah. My mum is my papa's and all our pillar of strength. In a few months' time, they will inshallah be married for 50 years. They say, a man without a woman is like a ship without a sail, and I can vouch for that. That's my mum. My mum continues doing things selflessly for all of us, including neighbors, relatives, and even the poor, without expecting any recognition or praise in return. Inshallah, may Allah grant my mom the strength and willpower that Allah has given her for many more years. Ameen. I salute my woman of wonder, mom, who is the best.
كلما ناديت أمي خبريني حين كنت ترضيني كل حين حب ديني ها أنا صرت فتاك يا لسعدي حين يغشاني دعاك بعد بعدي عنك أمي عدت مشتاقا لضمي عدت أستجدي رضاك سامحيني يا عيوني أنت أمي سامحيني.
الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليوننا ذكرى.
السلام عليكم. I would like to take this opportunity to pay tribute to my very amazing mother, Fawzia Mulla. My mother got married at the tender age of 17. 6 months later, my mother was diagnosed with a sickness called ulcerative colitis, in which the colon is affected. During this time, my mother miscarried her first child. 3 years later, Allah blessed her with a healthy baby boy. 2 years later, Allah blessed her with a second son. Another 2 years later, Allah blessed her with a beautiful baby girl called Amina. Coming after two boys, she was naturally loved and spoilt a lot. At the young age of 3 years and 5 months, my sister was diagnosed with leukemia. During this time, my mother was expecting me, her fourth child. My sister's illness lasted for 5 months before she passed away. While she was in hospital, my mother used to be there at her side 24/7 until the turn breached in her stomach 3 times. Despite her sickness, her pregnancy, leaving 2 kids at home, and my father having lost his job, my mother would leave for the hospital at the crack of dawn and return late at night. My sister was 3 years and 10 months old when she breathed her last in my mother's arms. On the 14th of June 1981, at 11 o'clock, my sister was buried. Exactly 2 weeks later, on the 28th of June at 11 o'clock, my mother gave birth to me. The memories of my sister's death were fresh and the pain clearly evident. By now the challenges had taken a great toll on my mother's health, yet Allah helped her to pull herself together for the sake of her husband and 3 children. 4 years later, Allah blessed her with another son, and 2 years later with her last son. 4 decades have passed and my mother's health has deteriorated day by day. Despite all of this, Allah has helped my mother to raise 5 happy and healthy children without allowing her major sickness to be an excuse. My mother saw to the needs and desires of each of her 5 children with such love and happiness, instilling in us deep morals and values, constantly reminding us of our obligation to Allah. Today, each one of us are married with families of our own, and we all acknowledge the extreme difficulty my mother went through in bringing us up. When we face any minor challenges, we can only but admire the strength and courage of this remarkable woman. With each passing day, my mother's faith in Allah is only strengthened. Every morning she wakes up with pain in some part of her body, but despite her physical weakness, Allah has blessed her with tremendous mental strength. By the grace of Allah, my mother is a living miracle. In short, she is an angel on earth. This amazing woman is none other than the mother of Mulana Sulaiman, Mulana Bilal, and Hafiz Mullah. May the mercy of Allah continue to descend on my mother, and may the beautiful balconies of Jannat al-Firdaws be her final abode. With lots of love and du'as from your one and only daughter, Ummi Muhammad. All praise and thanks goes to Allah.
حينما كنت صغيرا كيف أمسى حجرك الهاني سريرا يحتويني وحداء منك يسري لم صغيري لم بحجري نم هنيئا أنت عمري خبريني كيف نادت الحمامة في حنان كي أنام في حنان كي أنام
الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليوننا ذكرى.
Assalamu alaikum. I know that my mother is the most amazing person that I have come across in my lifetime. She is my pillar of strength and always supports me with bright eyes and a huge smile. Yet, if one only knew how much of pain those eyes have been through, you would know why I feel she is a woman of wonder. My parents were married in 1974 in Natal, and shortly after this happy occasion, they moved to Krugersdorp on the West Rand, where my father became the imam of the local masjid. They were very far from any close relatives and depended on the friendship given to them by the people of Krugersdorp and Azadvel. During this time, my mother had great difficulty bearing children. Any mother will know the pain of their child being hurt, let alone losing that child. But for my mother, this pain was very real. She had four miscarriages before 1979, the year that I was born. 11 months later, my brother was born. Two healthy children with the prospect of a happy future with many more children, but this was only the beginning of her test in life. In 1982, my younger sister was born, a healthy girl with no apparent medical problems, yet she hadn't spoken or walked in 3 years. Doctors could not provide a diagnosis for her condition, and in 1985, after developing a respiratory problem, she passed away suddenly at the tender age of 3. Allah Ta'ala helped my mother through this devastating time through her madrasa, which she started from home. Her passion for teaching kept her strong through her darkest times. In 1986, she was blessed with a son. My baby brother was a spark of joy to our family, always busy and inquisitive. Yet he too was hiding an ailment that we came to know of later. When he was 9 months old, doctors found that he had a murmur or leaking heart. They told my mother that he would probably live to the age of 5. A weaker person would have been crushed by this news, but my ummi was a rock of faith. She prayed for her son and cared for him, while showing no less love to my brother and me. In 1989, Allah Ta'ala blessed us with another sibling. My youngest sister was born, and she also promised of a healthy life. But at 13 months, her arm broke. She was rushed to the hospital, and we were told that she had a rare bone disorder known as juvenile Paget's disease, the first of its type in South Africa. Over the next few years, my ummi would go twice a month to the hospital, once for my sister and once for my brother. She once stayed by my sister's bedside through the riots that were taking place around the Baragwanath hospital, because she couldn't leave her child to go through a major operation alone. In 2003, at the age of 17, my brother was hospitalized, and after 2 months in the ICU, he finally left this world. I don't know how she does it, but through all that she has been through, my mother always says, Alhamdulillah, when Allah takes, He also gives. My sister is doing really well now. She is 20 years old, and it's hard to believe that my ummi carried her for 9 years until she could walk on her own. After every hardship comes ease, and with many grandchildren to keep her busy, I think she is in her ease phase now. Jazakallah ummi, we love you.
عدت واستجديت.